today's message as is born out of a word given I heard in my spirit over a year ago, and I sort of like kept it there, and I think sometime this week it dawned on me that I should share this message. And as I prepared it, I got a fuller revelation of what the word is about. And I pray today that you also will have a fuller revelation of this word, and that it will bless you and translate you into higher levels, into new grounds, new pastures, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Title of my message today is, The Day You Believe, You Will Rise. Maybe you say, I'm not falling, and I don't think it's about falling or standing. I think it's more about stepping into liberty which Christ has purchased for you, for me, for each and every one of us. There is, the Bible talks about a day called today, this day. I think this word is saying, this day, if you believe, today, you will rise. I don't think any of us has achieved a pinnacle yet. So yet there is still more rising to do, amen?
Amen.
But we want to rise to the level that Christ has enabled us. Hallelujah. And today, if you believe, as I share this word, you will rise. So my question is, can you believe? Can you accept as fact, as real, what the word states? Because it's all based on the word. Believing is the only requirement for the manifestation and the power of the word. Believing. Belief is the key that unlocks the power of God. Scripture says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists, and He rewards those who seek Him. But without faith, it's not possible to please God, to get this reward. But with faith, amen, even a tiny faith like a mustard seed can move mountains. Matthew 11:20, Jesus said to them, in Matthew 11:20, Jesus said to His disciples, to the people, because of your, this is His five disciples, they couldn't do something. And He said, look, because of your little faith, so you couldn't cast out the demon from that boy. Because of your little faith, Matthew 11:20. Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing will be impossible for you. What will it take for you, for us to believe? Faith. What is hindering us from believing? Self-doubt, past failures, unbelief. Today I pray that God will awaken faith in each and every one of us, and that today we will believe. The day you believe, you will rise. You will rise. In John 6:29, Jesus said this incredibly profound, made this incredibly profound statement. It's simple, but the more you think about it, it's profound. John 6:29. Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." He didn't talk about two works or three works. He didn't say this is one of the works. This is the only work God wants from you. Believe. Hallelujah. This is the only work God wants from you. Work. Believe. We have to work and believe in his faith. We have to work on our faith. The day you believe, what do you have to believe? That God loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why his son sent his son Jesus Christ. You have to believe that God loves you. God loves me. God loves you. And he has more than enough love to share to whosoever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you need to say this to yourself and remember it always. God loves me. That is why he died for my sins, so that there is now no condemnation for me. Amen?
Amen.
You need to say to yourself, God loves me. That is why he died for my sins, and so that there is now no condemnation for me. So today, I rise again. Because God loves me. There is no condemnation for me. He sent his son to die for me, and as we did in the communion, he laid his body on the cross for me. He shed his blood so that there's no condemnation for me. So today I rise. I rise again. Amen.
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 Before victory becomes visible, it must first become believable. You have to believe it first. Before God lifts you from your struggle, he will first work within your heart to convince you that your story is not over. And when you believe, that's when it works on your heart, on your mind, to convince you. You are convinced that your story is not over, that the situation is not over, that the journey has not ended, that the matter is not concluded. Many people become trapped, or because, not because of their lack of ability or lack of opportunity or even faith in God, but because they stop believing that they themselves can rise again. That is a place where there's been so much beating and falling that you start to believe, or one starts to believe that, okay, it's too late for me now. That's not my portion. I've been there, and I don't know if you've been there. And this is where we have to rise again. Hallelujah. Life can knock us down. Failure can wound us. Rejections can discourage us. Loss can leave us feeling buried beneath disappointment. We have some losses. We just feel, we just get buried in despair. We just feel buried in it. Yes, scripture, God, through scripture, repeatedly shows us that a fall or many falls is not the end. Remember Joseph? He was thrown into that pit. He was left there. When he was rescued, maybe he felt, oh yeah, that is happy. But he was sold again into slavery. David And you know what happened with Joseph? He came to rule the whole of Egypt. And even his brothers that had thrown him there, he was the one who blessed them. God used him to bless them. Even his father. David hid in caves. He was hiding in caves before he sat on the throne. Amen. Peter, the first head of the church, Peter, to whom Jesus said, "You are the rock, upon this I will build my church." He denied Christ once, twice, three times. But that wasn't the end of his story. He became a pillar of the church. Amen? These people, Joseph, David, Peter, their lowest moments were not their final chapter. And you also, brothers and sisters, your low moment is not your final chapter. The enemy wants you to define yourself by where you fall. God defines you by where he is taking you. Hallelujah. By where he's taking you. The day you believe you rise, that day you will stop treating your setback as your destination. You stop treating the failure as the final answer. Your present condition may be difficult. The evidence of all around you may be discouraging. But faith, belief, gives you the ability, the capacity to see beyond the present moment. If you believe, this is the work that God wants, that you believe. Hallelujah.
Bye.
When you believe, you will rise. Everyone wants to rise. When you believe, you will rise. You begin to speak differently. You begin to pray differently. You begin to walk differently. Hallelujah. When you believe, you no longer focus on what is missing. You begin focusing on what God is preparing, what his word says. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, his mercies are new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is faithful. All I need, your hand has provided. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? The moment you believe it, you will begin to pray differently, walk differently, declare differently. Glory be to God, for his mercies is forever to ever.
Amen.
I hope somebody is getting blessed by this word today, because I'm getting blessed by it.
Amen.
Many victories are lost before the battle even begins because people surrender internally. The victory is lost even before the battle begins because condemnation, past failures, self-doubt, you surrender internally. And I know there's lots of motivational speakers out there who say something similar. But we are not motivationally speaking. We are biblically declaring the word of God. The word which is seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the seed will grow and will bring fruits hundredfold. Hallelujah. So we don't surrender. If you believe, today you will rise. Look, the prodigal son, the parable that Jesus spoke about, the prodigal son who went away, a Jew, and he was eating, feeding among pigs and all that. But scripture says that one day, hallelujah, one day he said to himself, I will arise and go to my father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will arise and go to my father. One day, he believed, he realized, he woke up. He started to see his capacity. He started to remember his roots. He remembered his father. He stopped looking at his present situation, circumstances. He stopped condemning himself because he's taken all the wealth and he's squandered it. He stopped condemning himself. He said, look, I will arise and I will go to my father. And his journey home began before he took a single step. The change started in his thinking. When he thought like that, the day you believe you will rise is the day helplessness loses its authority over your life. Amen?
Amen.
It's the day you reject that nothing can change. I believe this word is talking to somebody today. It is the day you begin agreeing with God's promises instead of your fears or your human built limitations. You start to agree with God's promises the day you believe. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Our God is not merely a God of improvement. He's a God of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not calling you to improve little. No, he wants to resurrect you, become a new thing. You're alive again. Those dead bones came alive and became a mighty army. God brought Jesus out of the grave. Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave. If God can raise Christ from dead and is not a God of favoritism, he can raise your dream. Hallelujah. He can renew your dream. He can raise your purpose. He can raise your ministry, your family, your future. He can do it. Hallelujah. He can do it. If he says it, he will do it. If you believe it, it will happen. There is no situation so dead that God cannot breathe life into it. The bones were dead, dry all over there. And he spoke. Spoke, and it became a mighty army. There is nothing about your circumstance that is so futile, so useless that God cannot revive it. If you believe, you will rise. You will rise. Amen. One of the great mistakes people make is waiting until they feel strong or capable before they move forward. Then it's no longer faith. Faith is not waiting for certainty. Mm-mm. Faith is not waiting until you're certain. Faith is stepping forward while you're trusting God. Amen?
Amen.
You step forward while you're trusting God. Peter stepped out of the boat into the river. He wasn't certain that because of some reason that he would suddenly be able to float, but he stepped forward because he was trusting Jesus. He saw Jesus doing it. If you tell me to come, Jesus said, come. And he stepped and he was walking on water because he was trusting on God. Faith is not waiting for certainty, brothers and sisters. You don't wait until you're sure. You don't wait until all the I's are dotted or the T's are crossed. You don't wait until you have a kind of theory that has swollen into place. No. Faith is stepping forward when you trust in God. You may not feel ready. You may still have questions. You may still carry scars of past experiences. But the day you believe, you will rise. You stop waiting for the perfect conditions and you start walking in God's promises. Hallelujah. God's promises. By faith, you stop walking in God's promises. Morning by morning, your mercies are new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You start walking in God's promises. The day you believe, you will rise. The thief on the there were two men crucified with Jesus, but that other thief, the thief, we don't have any record that he was a believer. He didn't have any baptism. We don't have, in fact, he probably had no good works because he was a thief anyway, and he himself confessed. Prior to that crucifixion, he was, had nothing of record to say. But in his final hour, he looked at Jesus and said, "Remember me." And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He spoke by faith because he believed. He believed that Jesus was who he said he was. And that moment when he believed, Jesus said to me, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He believed and he rose. He rose out of condemnation into eternal life. Hallelujah. When he believed. The day you believe, you will rise. When I'm speaking to someone today, I'm speaking to more than one person today. The day you believe, you will rise. What is dead in your life right now? Is it a dream you buried many, many years ago? Is it your self-worth crushed by defeat or crushed by repeated failures? Jesus is standing outside that tomb. He's not asking you to fix it. He's not asking you to roll away the stone. No, he will not do that. He's simply asking you to believe. And the moment you say, "Yes, Lord, I believe," something will shift in the spirit and you will rise. You will rise. The moment you believe, you will rise. Not next year, not at the final trumpet, but today, this day, the day you believe, you will rise. Amen?
Amen.
I want to leave us with two scriptures here. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 20. The Gospel of John 20. Verse 8. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. This is Peter and John. John doesn't say himself because he's the one writing it. But they ran to the tomb after Mary had told them that they seen the Lord. And he saw. And he believed. Amen. He saw and he believed. He believed that Jesus has risen. He believed everything that Jesus has said about himself. Let's go to verse 28, the same John 20. Verse 28. I'm going to read from 27. Because then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Today, if you believe, you will rise. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we bring our tithes and offerings this morning, let us remember the words of King David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I'll be reading verse 13 and 14. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The context to this was that David and the people gave abundantly to build the temple. From verse 3 and 4 onwards, we see what David himself gave to the house of the Lord. And at the end of verse 5, he asks, who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? And the passages of Scripture go on to show that the people gave, offered willingly, and they rejoiced because they had offered willingly, with a loyal heart. And this was the context in which David blessed the Lord before the assembly. So, brothers and sisters, in the same manner as the people humbled themselves and gave from what the Lord had given them and acknowledged that everything came from the Lord, let us this morning, in like manner, offer willingly to the Lord, because everything that we own comes from Him. Everything. Our breath, our talents, our income, everything we have is a gift from God. So let us give today as a joyful declaration that God owns our lives and we are simply stewards, you know, of what He has blessed us with. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will share the bank account details again so we can give online.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we give you all the praise, all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gracious God, we accept these tithes and offerings we bring before you today. Everything comes from you, and we are simply stewards of your blessings. We pray that these gifts will build up your church and further your purpose in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is building his church, and he will continue to do that. And we're going to sing, Lord, build your church.